Thanks again for giving me a ride home from practice. I know it's not a big deal since you only live right next door, but I really appreciate it. No, it's fine. I'm sure they just forgot. They've been real busy lately and, well, it is what it is. Anyway, I'll see you around. Oh, yeah, my equipment. No, I can carry it. Honestly, it's fine. Well, if you don't mind. I guess you already helped me out this much. What's a duffel bag? You can toss the bag anywhere. Yeah, that's fine. Hey, thanks again. I, really appreciate it. If you ever need a favor, I can come over and, mow your lawn or something. Anything you need at all, I owe you. Hello? Mom? Dad? I'm home. Hello? You guys forgot to pick me up from field hockey. Again. Anyone home? Where the hell could... Oh, a note on the fridge. We'll be at your father's office party until late. Money for pizza is on the counter. No friends. No boys. See you when we get home. Heart, Mom. Of course they'd leave me behind to go to a party. They do this every... Oh! Yeah, no, you're still here. Are you looking for my dad? He's not here. No, I don't know when he'll be back. Late. Whatever that means. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. I don't know. I don't want to bother you with my drama. It is drama, though. Everything is drama with those two. I just... Well... I guess I'm just pissed at the whole situation. Like, it's embarrassing enough that I'm the only senior without her own car. But they have to forget to pick me up every other fucking day, too. It's not fair. Everyone on the team looked at me like I was like a sad, dying dog when they were leaving. It's like they knew I'd get left behind again. And of course they knew. How couldn't they? Even you knew. That's why you stopped to pick me up. Everyone thinks I'm pathetic. My friends do. You do. Everyone except my parents, of course. No, they just... They don't give a shit about me. No, I'm sorry. You don't have to hug me like this. I'm just being... I don't know what I'm being. I honestly just wanted to, vent. And I didn't expect all that to come out like it did. But it does feel nice. I can't even remember who the last time Dad hugged me. Whenever I'm sad around him, he just leaves the room. Oh, no. I'm fine. I'm sorry to be like this. You're always so kind to me, and I don't know what I did to deserve it. I'm just your neighbor's stupid bratty daughter. Oh, yeah, I can be bratty. I have a lot of sides you've never seen, actually. And I can be sad, and I can be bratty, and I can be needy. I just don't always show it because I don't want to be more of a burden than I already am. No, that's nice of you to say. I'm glad you don't think I'm a burden. And I know you don't think I'm pathetic. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I said that. I guess it's just like, maybe something I'm afraid of or whatever. Like, deep down that might be how you feel. It's not. Good. I'm glad. Yeah, I don't want to be pitied. Right now, I just want you to hold me. I think this is the first time I've even been touched by another human being in weeks. It's easy to walk around not realizing that it's something you miss until you have it again after so long. Then you look back like, oh yeah, that's why I'm sad. Yep. Exactly 3 weeks, actually. That's when my boyfriend broke up with me. Yeah, him. You met him once, I think. Oh, you don't have to be sorry, I'm not. I guess I never liked him that much to begin with, so it's whatever. I only went out with him because, I know this is selfish, but he had a car, and he was there, so yeah, those are the only two qualities a boy needs to have most of the time. It also helps if he's dumb, and this guy was pretty fucking dumb. Why'd he break up with me? Well, that's sort of a stupid story. No, I'm not embarrassed. I just... Okay. I'm a little embarrassed. It was a whole fucked up thing. Well, can we order the pizza first? I'm starving. Tell you what, if you eat with me, then I'll tell you all about it. Deal? Yay! Good! Okay. Hi. Can I place an order for delivery? I'd like one large pizza with pepperoni and, hold on. Do you want anything on it? Anything else? And mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, that's the place. All right, thanks. Well, they'll be here in a few minutes. I don't know about you, but I'm already feeling better. Pizza is the great healer of wounds. No, we don't have to order anything for my parents. They probably won't be back until, like, early morning. It'll just be you and me tonight. Oh yeah, I'm fine with that too. Who needs them? It's Friday night. I plan on being lazy as shit. I'm not even gonna take off my field hockey uniform. Pizza stains aren't any worse than grass stains, so who cares? What story? Oh, yeah, my breakup. Well, I was kind of hoping you'd forget. No, it's fine. A deal's a deal. Let's talk about it in the living room while we wait. there. The couch where my family used to watch movies before they decided they didn't want to spend time with me. Oh, no. No, you can. Just leave the light off. The kitchen light in the other room is enough. Plus, the dark is just more comfortable. Yeah, it's been a long day. Thanks. Oh, okay. So my boyfriend, well, ex now, I guess. I'm not heartbroken or anything, and my friends are honestly all relieved. Like I said, he was dumb and I was just using him to, like, get around town. I know that's bad. It was nice to go to the mall, though, without being dropped off by my daddy. Like I'm still a freshman or something. I don't know if he liked me. He did like making out. And he liked feeling me up. I told you there were sides to me you've never seen. I'm 18. I do things. Or whatever. And they weren't even so bad with him. I mean, he was clumsy. And sometimes it wasn't always comfortable. But other times, I don't know, it was fun. I liked it. Yeah, we went further than that. A few times, actually. Well, look at your face. Did you really think I was a virgin? You aren't disappointed, are you? Oh my God, I'm sorry. That was just a joke. I'm sorry. I know you're not. Yeah, exactly. I know you're just surprised. I'm sorry for teasing. Your face was just like, what? Anyway, ironically enough, that's why he broke up with me. Yes, because of sex. Specifically because, like, oh fuck, I don't want to say it. Well, oh, sorry. I'm just... It was so embarrassing. Okay. Oh, all right, so, like, we were in my room, right? My mom and dad were out, like always, so we had the house to ourselves. He and I started fooling around in my room like we usually do, and it starts getting intense, like it sometimes did, and, well... Dad walked in on us. Yup. He basically kicked the door down screaming while my boyfriend was still inside me. Oh God, it was so bad. Right? You know how Dad can be. Oh, he screamed at him and threw shit all over the room. He punched a fucking hole in my wall. It was a nightmare. And the whole time I'm trying to find my underwear to put on, and my boyfriend's dick is still flipping around hard as shit, and God, it was, don't laugh, it's not funny, he was traumatized. Okay, alright, yeah, it's a little funny, but it still sucked. Dad yelled at me for hours. He threatened to pull me out of field hockey, threatened to kick me out of the house, threatened to send me to a convent. Yeah. They're called nunneries. It's where they make nuns. Yeah, dude, I'm pretty sure. Oh, anyway, it was awful. My boyfriend broke up with me the same day, and I haven't been touched since. Well, not until you. Yeah, I mean, obviously you didn't touch me like that. I just mean it was nice to have human contact again after everything. Dad can't look me in the eye. Not since after the things he said to me. I don't think I'll ever look him in the eye again either. Well, He said some fucked up things. No, I don't want to make you mad. He's your friend, and I don't... Fine. Okay. No, it's fine. I trust you. I just... He said shit like how I was a slut, how he didn't raise me to open my legs for every boy in town, how if I wanted to be a whore so bad, I should just drop out of school and get it over with. Well, I said it was bad. God, you're furious. Look, I'm sorry. I don't want to be the reason you aren't friends with my dad anymore. It was just a stupid fight. He probably didn't mean most of it. It was my fault anyway. I know you've known each other for years, so... You think I'm more important than your friendship with Dad? Really? I don't know what to say about that. No, just... Nobody's ever said I'm more important than anything. Nobody ever said I'm important at all. Thank you. No, I don't mind. You can hold me again. Thank you for everything. It means so much. It's been such a bad year. Oh, and especially these last few weeks. And this is the first time anyone has even, like, asked how I was. Yeah, it's nice that we can talk like this. Like we're... I don't know. Like you respect me. You do. Do you really mean that? No, I believe you. I just... Well, part of me feels like you couldn't possibly think of me like I'm... I don't know, an equal or whatever. You've always been Dad's friend. I guess it's still a little weird to talk to you about, like... my sex life. Not weird in a bad way. I actually kind of like it. I feel comfortable telling you these things, even if they're embarrassing or dirty. Yeah, it's a little dirty telling you about how my ex used to... Well, what we used to do. I'm sorry. Like I said, it's a little weird. Yeah, weird in a good way. Do you think so too? So you don't mind talking to me about dirty things? No. Even though I'm your friend's daughter. Even though I only just turned 18. Do you want to tell me dirty things too? Fuck. That's the pizza. Hold on, I'll be right back. Hi. Here you go. No, keep the change. All right, thank you. Have a good night. Oh my gosh, this smells really fucking good. Do you want to just eat this in here? Oh, good. I'm comfortable, too. This is great. I'm surprised they're still in business. We used to order here for movie night, but that was so long ago. Yeah, I know. Hard to imagine my mom and dad having a movie night with their daughter, right? We did it every Friday. We'd order this exact pizza. Mom would sit over there while me and Dad sat here on the couch, and we'd just, like, be normal. I do miss it. Sometimes he's an asshole, but he was nice to me then. We'd joke around and make fun of the movie. Sometimes he'd let me cuddle up and fall asleep. Not anymore, though. Those days are over. No, I don't want to watch a movie right now. I like the quiet. I'm perfectly content sitting and talking to you. You can be my replacement, Dad. Oh, don't laugh. I mean, you basically are, right? You take care of me, you comfort me, you never forget my birthday. You're a better dad to me than he ever was. Good. You should be grateful. I am an excellent daughter. Yes, even if I can be bratty. I don't think you mind that, though. Somehow, I think you'd like it if I was a brat. Especially if I was your brat. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, nothing. I was just mumbling. Are you done eating already? Okay, we can put it in the fridge later. I don't feel like getting up. Yep, I'm perfectly comfortable here. No, I don't mind. You can put your arm around me if you want. That's nice. I do miss this, I guess. I miss feeling protected and loved. Mostly I just miss feeling something solid. Well, yeah, you're pretty solid. Or maybe I'm just small. Or both. Either way, I like it. Do you like it too? Oh, good. Then you won't mind if I just rub my hand on your chest like this. I like feeling your heartbeat. Well, it's going pretty fast. Am I making you nervous? Yeah, right. I bet I am. You know, I like this whole thing where we talk to each other like adults. It'll keep you on your toes. Plus, I get to show you all those sides of me you've been missing. Which ones? Well, whichever ones you want. I won't hide it when I'm feeling sad anymore. Or mischievous. I know I can be honest with you about anything and you won't be mad. I can tell you when I'm lonely, or bored, or pissed off. I can tell you when I need a friend. Or I can tell you when I need a dad. Or I can tell you when I need you. Is that okay? Would you get mad if I told you I needed you? I need you so bad. Please tell me you need me too. Please need me. Please. Oh, that. I need you. I do. Oh. I need you. Touch me. Yes. Oh. Oh. Like that. Oh. I want to feel your hands on my body. I want to feel you. Oh my God. So hard. Is that because of me? How long have you been like this? Oh, were you hard before after I told you about my boyfriend? Oh. Oh my God, you're so bad. I had no idea. Were you staring at my legs in the car? Were you looking at me when you shouldn't have been? You still shouldn't be. No. I'm your friend's daughter. Oh, I love it when you kiss my neck. I'm your friend's 18-year-old daughter. You probably shouldn't be doing this. Oh, God, it's so wrong. I don't care either. I want you so bad. I want you to touch me so badly. I need it. Oh, yeah. Lift up my shirt. Oh, just like that. Oh, your hands are so big. Oh, and now my sports bra. Oh, that's it. Oh, do it, please. I need it. I need to feel your hands on my tits. Oh, touch me while I stroke you through your pants. Touch my body. Yes. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Do you like them? I bet you've been wondering what they look like for a while. I bet you've been staring at me ever since my birthday. Just wondering what your friend's little girl looks like under her uniform. Now that she's all grown up. Well, now that I'm all grown up, I want you. Show me how much you want me. Fuck yeah. Oh, just like that. Oh yeah, suck my tits. Oh my God, that feels so good. Oh, your mouth is so warm. Oh, God, my boyfriend, he never touched me like this. He would just grope and squeeze until I got bored, and then I'd let him fuck me. Oh, and that's all he ever wanted. It's all he wanted, so I gave it to him. I just let him fuck me in my room. And I let him fuck me in his car. I even let him fuck me in school. I gave myself to him whenever he wanted. If Daddy didn't threaten him, I'd probably be fucking him now, right on this very couch. Do you like that? Do you like knowing that Daddy was right about me? Do you like that I'm a slut? I could be your slut if you want. You only live right next door. You can have me whenever you want. Please. Oh, let me be your whore. Fuck. Oh, you're so hard. Your cock is so hard. Here, let me lay back. Oh, that's it. Now, oh, kneel over me just like that. Take it out. Oh, let me see it. I want to touch it. You little slut. I can make you feel good. Oh, shit. You are so big. You're so fucking big. No. Oh, my God. My boyfriend didn't even come close. Oh, yes, I want it. I can take it. I promise. I can take it. Here, pull my shorts off. There. Oh, no. Do it. Yeah. Here, let me just lift my legs. Oh, there we go. No. Keep the socks on. Fuck yeah. I'm really wet. I was wet the moment you touched me. I wanted you so bad. I had no idea I'd ever have you. Now you're kneeling over me, your cock just inches away. Yeah, I'm sure. I've never been more sure of anything. Please, fuck me. Fuck your little girl. Push it in. Oh, push it in. Yeah. Oh, push it in. Just, oh, like that. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, wait. No, don't move yet. Here. Let me just, oh, I have to get used to it. Oh, fuck, you're so big. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh. All right. Let me hook my legs around your calves like this. There. And you just... Okay. Oh. Oh, yeah. I'm fine. I'm just surprised. I'm fine. I promise. Yeah, go ahead. You can start to move. Oh, yeah. Oh, slowly. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. God, your dick is so big. I looked at you, I've wanted it. I try not to stare. Oh, now that I've seen it. Oh, yeah. You're so hot. I want you so badly. Oh, please, fuck me. Tell me I'm your slut. Tell me I'm nothing but a slut. Say it like he said it, like my dad said it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm your slut. Daddy, I'm your dirty whore, your whore daughter. Oh, fuck me. Show me how wrong it is. What would you do? What would you do if he caught us? Oh, yeah. Like he caught my boyfriend. What would you do if Daddy caught you inside me? Would you stop? Oh, I wouldn't want you to. I'd want you to keep going. I'd want you to make him watch, yeah. Oh. Oh. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Make him watch. Make him watch as you fuck his daughter. Make my daddy watch. He would too. I know he would. He'd watch the whole fucking thing, I know. I know. Because he's done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When he caught me with my boyfriend, the door was cracked. Just a little. Just enough to see someone standing there. Yes. Oh, that's right. He was there. Watching. Oh, yeah. It was dark. But I could see. Oh, I looked him right in the eye from over my boyfriend's shoulder. Oh, he watched as he slid into me. Oh, he watched. He watched as he fucked me. Ah, oh, he watched as I came. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy watched. Daddy watched me come. Oh. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, fuck. No, that was a big one. Kwan, keep going. No, I want you to keep going. That's it. Oh, keep fucking me. Fuck me like you were still watching. Oh, you like it so much? I know you do, don't ya? Yeah, you like the idea of your friend's daughter being a slut. You like the idea of a daughter being a slut for her father, showing off for him. Yeah, you do. You do. Letting him see how bad I can be, huh? You really do wish he was here. Oh, I wish he could watch you fuck me on this couch. The same couch. Oh, where we used to cuddle. Just a daddy and his little girl. And then maybe after you finish in me, maybe he could take a turn. That's it. Oh, fuck. You like that? You like the idea of a father fucking his daughter? Sharing her with his friend? Oh, I want it. I want it too. That's it. Fuck me faster. Fuck me harder. I want you to take turns with me. I want you and my dad to fuck me. I want my dad to fuck me when you're done with me. Oh god, that's it. Come on, baby. You're getting close, aren't you, Daddy? I can tell. You want to come inside your little girl so badly. Ugh. You made me, Daddy. You made me, and now I'm your slut. Fuck me. Fuck me. That's it. Oh, your whore daughter. Come inside. That's it. Let it all go, Daddy. Let it all go inside me. Oh, come. Come and your daughter. That's it. Oh. Oh, there you go. There you go. Give it all to me. That's it. Oh. Oh. Really intense. And I didn't know you were so filthy. I guess I'm a little filthy too. Yeah. My boyfriend was never into that fantasy, so it's nice to finally be able to live it out. No, my dad didn't actually watch me. Our family isn't that fucked up. He just did what I said. Barged in, yelled, called me a slut. The usual. I deserved it. But I did touch myself afterwards. Yeah. I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad you like it too. And I meant what I said before. Anytime you want me. Anytime at all. I'm right next door.
I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction?